Radio City Talk. The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Emotions will be high inside the Westfalenstadion tomorrow night as Borussia Dortmund take on Liverpool. Jurgen Klopp and his team flying out there today. The attention of the whole of European football on that game, it's a whopper, not least because Dortmund are flying and the return of Klopp. But I wonder how it might turn out. Let's talk with a man who'll be able to assess what the atmosphere will be like tomorrow night. It's German football expert and former pro as well, Lutz Pfannenstiel. Morning to you, Lutz.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you for joining us this morning. What will be the reaction to Jurgen returning to Borussia Dortmund from the fans in particular?
Well, I think it will be very, very emotional. You know, he didn't really leave on a bad note, so he's still considered to be an absolute, he has a cult status. He's a big hero in the city. And I think it'll all be very, very positive. People looking forward to see him. And, of course, in the end of the day, Borussia Dortmund is there to win this game. So once the referee blows the whistle, then I think all the emotions are forgotten and it's all about football. But when you talk about the person, Jurgen Klopp, or the character, then he's still one of them, I would say, in Dortmund.
Were the supporters quite sad to see him leave, or was it the right time?
Well, I think it was the right time because, as you know, they had a horrible start of the season last year where they were bottom of the league at the winter break. And he really turned it around simply through his coaching style and his knowledge. But I believe that the time slowly was over. And I think it was the right moment for both of them to go different ways. And with Thomas Tuchel, they signed an absolute top coach from Germany, which now he proves already that he was the right choice. And for Jurgen Klopp, he always said that England was his dream country to coach. And I think coaching a big club like Liverpool was something he was really looking for.
It shows, Lutz, that sometimes there is a right time to leave somewhere. I mean, he didn't leave the football club with the players in a bad shape or bad players there. In fact, you only have to look at the array of talent that Borussia Dortmund has got at their disposal. It's pretty phenomenal, isn't it?
Yeah, the squad Dortmund has, I mean, it's brilliant. It was a surprise last year that with that great squad, they didn't really perform well. But you're looking at just simply at Aubameyang, which is at the moment one of the hottest property in world football and the way he performs. But, you know, it's not only him. Marco Reus, Kagawa, which really struggled badly for Manchester United, is back in shape. And then Mats Hummels, well, another guy which probably will be soon seen playing in the English Premier League, maybe. So I think the squad they have is brilliant. And looking at the game they played against Tottenham in the previous round, where they really killed them. I mean, we talk about the second placed in the Premier League, even though they played a weak team. So I think that Dortmund will be ready to go the next step. And also destroy Liverpool.
Is the perception, Lutz, in Germany that the top teams in Germany, Borussia Dortmund, Bayern Munich, that their level of football is much better than the top English teams?
No, definitely not. I think we are. It's a tough call. Who has the best league in the world? Is it England? Is it Germany? But I try to look not with the German glasses. I tried to be realistic. And when I talk about the top teams, then I think England have more top teams. Even though Man U have a bad season this year, or Liverpool is not in the top three or top four, still it is considered top teams, and they would obviously do very well. In Germany, it's a bit of a two-race horse, or if you want to hear my opinion, it's a one horse race in the end of the day, because Bayern Munich is just absolutely smashing everybody. Then is long time nothing. Then is Borussia Dortmund, and the rest at the moment is very, very basic, looking at the performances of Schalke or of also Wolfsburg, which plays against Real Madrid. We are not talking a great performance this year. So I think looking at the top six, the English Premier League is at the moment better than Germany. If I look at the bottom eight, then probably Germany is a little bit more consistent and a little bit better on that part of the table.
Yeah, that's a fair assessment. Although you say about the very top of the table, I think Dortmund are only 5 points off Munich, aren't they? But you're sort of writing them out of that title chance.
Yes, I do. it seems a little bit that Bayern Munich, they can switch it on or switch it off whenever they want to. They're really cruising the league. I think they're more thinking already about the Champions League than anything else. But now with six games to go, yes, it's only 5 points. But at the end of the day, you really, really can't beat them this year. Borussia Dortmund tried it very hard. They lost 5-0 in Munich and they drew 0-0 in Dortmund. So in the end of the day, Bayern Munich really have it in their own hand. And I think Dortmund is now the best second-placed ever performer in the Bundesliga. So it shows that there is a small gap, but the gap is definitely there. And I think there only can be one champion this year in Germany.
OK, well, I think Borussia Dortmund are probably the strongest team left in the Europa League. Do you think Jurgen Klopp would have wanted to face his former side?
Yeah, I mean, knowing Jurgen Klopp, you know, on the one hand, obviously he wants to win that title with Liverpool, so obviously he would have preferred to play against a weaker team. On the other hand, I think for him it's a very, very big return, and if he can go the next round with Liverpool, beat Dortmund, I think, you know, it would be even... Well, some Germans would be very angry, of course, but others would also. I think there is lots of people in Germany who want Jurgen Klopp to be successful in Liverpool because everybody loves him. You know, he's just a very, very special character. He's a mixture between an entertainer and probably one of the biggest specialists when it comes to coaching and tactics in the world. So he's just a great guy to have around. And I think Liverpool is very, very lucky to have him over there. And I think most of the German teams, they're crying that he would come back to Germany one day.
Is that right that a German television company is putting a Jürgen cam on him for 90 minutes so people can just watch Jürgen?
Well, yeah, I heard that. I mean, it's obviously very, very entertaining. You know that he sometimes has his rages of emotions. He can go the good way or he can go the bad way. It's always entertaining. And I think his big assessment is that he really is very, very authentic. I mean, you know, you get what you see. He's very honest. Mm. He's very straight. He always knows what to say. And I think that is his reason why even a German coach can be loved in England. I didn't expect that, to be honest. But I think he also is already very popular, especially in Liverpool, but also already with other football clubs or the general football community in England, and I think he's one of these guys who really, really deserves that.
Oh, they love him here, Lutz. I tell you that, they love him. Right, but Dortmund's strengths, they score at ease, don't they? I mean, they have a front four, don't they? How many teams can you say that about? Four sort of potent players that can make a massive difference. But where are their weaknesses and what do you expect their lineup to sort of be like?
Yeah, strengths, of course, as you said. I mean, when it comes to attacking football or especially, you know, pressing, really trying to put pressure on the opponent, I think they are unbelievably good, especially the speed is the big, I would say, the strength. With Aubameyang, probably the fastest man in the world after Usain Bolt. I always think if he would be in a Greyhound race, he would win that as well. Because he's just really, 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 really fast, and as well as Royce. So I think that is the main strength. Defensively, they do have some problems, especially in the center of defense. You know, they do concede sometimes the easy goal through bad positioning or I would say lack of concentration. So that is obviously the chance, I would say, that Liverpool will have. I mean, Roberto Firmino is the guy actually who knows Dortmund very, very well. I mean, he always was, when he played for my team, often I'm very successful against Dortmund. So he will be able to tell his teammates what to do against Borussia Dortmund. I believe the centre of defence, Dortmund is a little bit slow. And that could be an option for Liverpool to penetrate them there. But, well, you know, it's a European League game. So I think in the end of the day, you're talking about 180 minutes or more, not just about the first 90 minutes. And nothing will be decided.
Okay.
Everything will be decided basically in Liverpool in 2 weeks' time.
Of course it will. Two fabulous ties, Ed. A quick one on Roberto Firmino. You know him, of course. You mentioned your links with Hoffenheim there. He's had a pretty decent season. It was a slowish start while he found his feet in the Premier League, but he's become something of a fan favourite, not least for his work ethic and desire.
Yeah, I know. I gave a lot of talks about the way he plays. I mean, Firmino is not the typical Brazilian player who likes the sunshine and play a little bit of juggling the ball around. He's very, very hard working. He's like, from his mentality, more or less like a German player. I mean, he works hard, he trains hard, and I think he's a fantastic player for any team in the world. It is normal that you probably need a little bit of time to get used to the pace of the English Premier League. But it was very clear that he will be a star in the future. You know, I mean, he also represents his country, and not everybody can play for Brazil. So I think it was for him, for Roberto, it was very, very important that Jurgen Klopp became the manager, because he knows exactly what a German coach wants him to do. He played in Hoffenheim a similar system than Dortmund played. So after Brendan Rodgers left, I think it was for Firmino personal the right step, you know. And I think you can see now on his performances that he grows every week. He gets better and better. He scores his goals. And I think he will be very important in the future.
It's worked out for him. Your thoughts on the game? Will Liverpool go through, or is Borussia Dortmund just too good?
No, I mean, I think if I'm looking at the form, then maybe Borussia Dortmund goes in as a slight favourite. But, you know, we have a lot of respect for Liverpool in Germany. I really would say it as an open game. And, you know, I follow English football just as much as German football. And I'm really fond of Jurgen Klopp. So I always say, may the best team win in these two legs. And hopefully they are. Hopefully they're playing in yellow, though.
Nice and diplomatic. Thank you very much indeed, Lutz. Really enjoyed talking to you this morning.
Thank you very much.
Take care. That's Lutz Pfannenstiel. As he said there, he's a scout with Hoffenheim, German football expert, ex-pro as well.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool. This is Radio City Talk.